The CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The Boulder community is marking 1 year since a gunman killed 10 people at a King Soopers grocery store. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
The Boulder Police Department hosted a ceremony this afternoon to honor Eric Talley, the officer who was killed in the shooting. Resident Kim Price placed a bouquet of white roses on a patrol car serving as a memorial. She said her son was working at the store the day of the shooting and escaped safely.
It's just a debt I can never repay, and it means a lot to be here. I didn't know him. It's a good day, too, because we're all getting together as a family and just being together today.
The store is closed today to honor the victims as remembrance events take place across the city. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
At this hour, Colorado senators are in the middle of a lengthy debate on a Democratic bill that would enshrine access to abortion into state law. The Reproductive Health Equity Act would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy. Sponsors say the bill's passage is important since the U.S. Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade. Debate over the same bill in the House lasted 23 hours. The Aspen Philharmonic says it won't perform concerts this year because it doesn't have enough affordable housing for student musicians. The Aspen Times reports the Aspen Music Festival and school has canceled performances and reduced its student body because of the housing problem. The festival plans to spend more than $2.5 million on housing this summer. In Denver, it's 36 degrees. This is CPR News.